Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we are going to work on subtracting. But before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. Let's get started. Let's write our names at the top of our paper in pencil. And then you may put your pencil down because we are going to color first. At the top of your page, you're going to see a picture. It looks like a beautiful park. And we are going to look at all of the playground balls in the picture. There's some soccer balls, and it looks like maybe some handballs or some beach balls. I don't know. Let's count those handballs and those soccer balls. Let's count all the playground balls together. Touch and count them with your finger. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8. There are 8 playground balls in all. Let's color the soccer balls orange. Any kind of orange you find, color those soccer balls orange. You know, soccer balls don't always have to be black and white, in case you were wondering. I have seen colored ones before. Have you ever played with colored ones before? Like a yellow and blue one? I've seen that kind too. I have a dog named Murphy. She loves playing soccer, and I'm not kidding. All right, so we've got some orange soccer balls. I'm done with all my soccer balls. Take 2 more seconds. 2, 1. Put down your orange crayon, and let's color the other balls, the round handballs. Let's color those. Let's do green. Find a green crayon and color the other playground balls green. So we found 8 playground balls in all, and we're going to subtract 6 from that. When you subtract, boys and girls, you need to find the whole number before you take anything away. It's so important when you're subtracting. It's the most important thing. You gotta find the whole number, the whole amount of everything. I'm done with all the playground balls. Put down your crayon in 3, 2, 1. All right, so we have 8 playground balls. That's our whole number. I want you to find your black crayon or maybe some kind of dark colored crayon. And I want you to put an X, cross out 6 of the balls. Doesn't matter which ones you do, just put an X through 6 of them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So we had 8 and we took away 6. So we can say this, 8 minus 6 equals, how many are left? 2. When you subtract, you get a smaller number than what you started with. So 8 minus, which is a fancy way to say takeaway, 6 equals 2. We just did that. Our equation is 8 minus 6 equals 2. All right, let's try something different. Let's look at the flowers. See the flowers? They're so pretty. Let's color the flowers purple. Find a purple crayon. And let's color all the flowers purple. If you want to leave the middles blank so you can color those yellow or brown later, you can do that. And if you want to color the leaves later, you can do that. We're going to start with just coloring the flowers purple. If we have time, I'll look at the clock. And if we have time, we'll go back and color the leaves. Now, here's the deal. Boys and girls, friends, guess what I did? Do you already know it? I did not count how many flowers in all. And we're going to subtract 6 of the flowers at the end, but I have to count all the flowers before I subtract. If I don't, it's not going to work. You can't subtract until you find out how many in all, how many at the beginning, how many did we have to begin. because you need that big number to take away from. Otherwise, it won't work. Okay, I colored all my purple flowers. I'm going to go ahead and really quickly do my green leaves really quickly. This is what I mean. If I said, let's subtract 6, let's take away 6. And I said, okay, let's do 6, take away 4. That would work. But if I said 6, take away 9, is that going to work? If you have 6 flowers, can you take away 9 from that? No. You have to find out how many in all in order to take away the amount you want. So I finished my green leaves. I'm very quickly going to go through and do a yellow center. You do not have to. I'm just going to do it really quick. Here I go. Make them look pretty. All right. I'm putting down all my crayons. You do it too. In 3, 2, 1. Let's touch and count the flowers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 flowers in all. That's our whole number. That's our whole amount of flowers. And we're going to subtract 6. So take your black crayon or your dark colored crayon and put an X through 6 of the flowers. You choose them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 9 flowers minus 6 equals how many are left? 1, 2, 3. Our equation is 9 minus 6 equals 3. Minus is a fancy way to say take away or subtract. 9 minus 6 equals 3. Let's try another one. Do you see all the pretty little birdies? Let's color the birdies. Hold on. Oh, I almost did it again. Let's count the birdies first. Touch them with your finger and count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Did you see them all? There's 3 on top of the swings, on the very top bar of the swings. There's 2 in the swings that you sit on, and there's 2 on the slide. Do you see them all? Let's count them again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's our whole number. Let's color those birdies blue. I'm going to use my blue green. Let's color them all blue. So our big number, our number that we're starting with is 7. That's our whole number. If there's nothing else you remember that I've told you today, friends, I want you to remember that you must start with the big number. You must. Otherwise, it will not work. You cannot say, oh, I have 3 birdies. Let's take away 6. Can't do it. The most, if you have 3 birdies, the most you can take away is 3. That's it. You could take away 2, you could take away 1, and you could take away 0. But if you only have 3, you can't take away more than that. So we have 7 birdies. That means the most we can take away is 7. That's the most we could take away. I'm done with all my birdies. I'll give you 2 more seconds. 2, 1. Put down all your crayons. All right, we have 7 birdies. Find your black crayon. We're going to put an X through 6 of them. We're subtracting 6. Go ahead. You choose which ones. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We can pretend that they flew away. So 7 birds. Take away 6. 6 flew away. 7 minus 6 equals how many are left? 1. Minus is still on top of the swing set. What about yours? All right. Let's try another one. Do you see the trees in our picture? Let's color the trees. What color do you think we should color the trees? Yeah, green. Any color of green will work. Oh my goodness. Did you already catch it? Did you? Did I forget to count the trees first? I sure did. All right. We will color first, and then we will count. I'm coloring the green leafy part. Obviously, I'm coloring that green. I just said it. I said I'm coloring the green leafy part green. And then I'm going to come back really quickly when I'm done, and I'm going to color the trunks brown. So subtraction, a fancy way to say subtract is minus. Did you already know that? I love being fancy. It makes me feel smart. because I am smart and you are too. We're going to minus. We're going to be subtracting. We're going to use the word minus today for our subtraction equations, for our subtraction number sentences. I'm on my last green leafy tree. And then I'm going to go back and get my trunks and color them brown. Putting down my green crayon. I'm just keeping you posted so you know where I am. And then I'm going to color the trunks brown. I'm going to count while I color the trunks. One. Look how smart I am. Two, three, four, five, six. I have six tree trunks, which means I have six trees. Put down all of your crayons in three, two, one. Boys and girls, if I have six trees, let's count them again. Touch them and count them. One, two, three, four, five, six. If I have six trees, what's the most that I can take away from six? Yep, six. And I could take away five, four, three, two, one, or zero. Could I take away eight? No, the most I could take away is six because that's my whole number. Guess what we're going to do? We're going to take away six. So we have to cross them out. Put an X through six trees. One, two, three, four, five, six. What is six minus six? Zero. If I cross them all out, I have none left. And when you have none left, we use the number zero. Six minus six is zero. Okay, move down to the 10 frame. Do you see the 10 frame? It's all the boxes with the circles inside of them. I like to call those counters. We're going to color the counters and count as we go. So find your red crayon. Any kind of red will work, even red violet. And let's color the counters as we count. One, we're just coloring the circles. Two, three, four, five, six, seven. Go ahead and put down your red crayon. We have seven in all. We're going to subtract six or minus six. Use your black crayon or your dark colored crayon to X out six counters. One, two, three, four, five, six. What is seven minus six? One. Let's write it on the line with our pencil. One. Seven minus six equals one. Scoot over. Do you see the hands with the fingers held up? Let's count all those fingers. Ready? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Nine is our whole number. We're starting with nine. We are going to take away six. Cross out, X out six fingers with your pencil. One, two, three, four, five, six. Can you see how many are left? One, two, three. Write a three on the line. Nine minus six equals three. Okay, let's look at the number line. A number line is a line with numbers on it. Do you see it? And do you see how I put a circle around the number 10? Will you trace that circle for me? We're going to work on the problem 10 take away six. 10 minus 6. That means we need to hop six times on the number line. And we're going to hop backwards because when you subtract, the numbers get smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. So start on the 10 and trace the arrows with me as we hop backwards six times for 10 minus 6. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, six. What did we land on? What number is that? It's four. Let's put a box around the four with our pencil. Put a box around the four with our pencil, a square around the four. So 10 minus six equals four. We have 10 take away six, so we hop six times equals four. And we went backwards because the numbers get smaller and smaller and smaller. All right, move down to the word that says M-I-N-U-S. That spells minus. Let's trace the word. M I-N-U-S, minus, and then circle, sorry, trace my circle around the subtraction symbol. That means minus. Trace the circle I put there for you. 8 minus 6 equals 2. Trace the 2. And then scoot over. I have 6. Take away 6 equals, and there's nothing there. I see some backpacks. Let's see if 6 is the whole number. Count the backpacks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yep. And how many am I supposed to take away? Well, the number sentence says 6, take away 6. So let's cross out 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. How many backpacks are left if we cross them out? 0. Write a 0 on the line. 6, take away 6 equals 0. You can put your pencil down. You are a subtraction expert for subtracting 6. That's because you rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.